Hello and welcome back. This is video number 3, and we're going to talk about research. Now, it's easy to want to just research, but what I would recommend that you do is to, number one, try to be a part of the community, the niche, and just suck in for one day what it is all about. So you'll get an idea of what sites, what people recommend, what people like, what they don't, because different niches are different. Some like to utilize certain things, some like certain things, some don't like certain things. So that's what I'm saying, is there's no really one size fits all. Now, what I like to do first is to figure out what Twitter accounts are actually doing well, which ones are getting engagement, and which ones are not. Based on the ones that are not, what are they doing wrong? Or what are they doing that is pushing people away from actually interacting with them? What are the Twitter accounts that are doing really well, and what are they doing right? And of course, what are they doing wrong? Or what can they do to improve? So you're trying to figure all of that out. And while you're doing that, you want to gather hashtags that are doing really well. You want to gather an idea of the keywords, the things that they're doing to basically create more engagement. Now, what I like to do to kind of pinpoint things is to target in on big brands or brands specific to that niche that are doing pretty well. So we're going to utilize a very general keyword in the sense of weight, losing weight. This could be gaining muscle, could be losing weight. So in this case, it will be losing weight. So what I like to do is go to google.com and do a search for magazines. So most likely these magazines have a good Twitter following. So if we do lose weight, we got Weight Watchers magazine. So let's type in Weight Watchers and see what we get here. So a lot of times you type it in and let's see, can we get that? Weight Watchers. Okay, so this is them right here. Sometimes if you don't get the account right away, you'll just click on people and that will list the actual company or the actual people that you're trying to find. Okay, so we see that they have about 320,000 followers. And we scroll down, and what we're looking for here is engagement. All right, so we're looking for likes, engagement, retweets. So this one here, for example, this one here, this one has 3 comments, 3 retweets, and 7 likes. So if we scroll down further down and just take a look at the ones that are getting a lot of traction, so obviously this one's doing really well because it's got Oprah Winfrey on it, but you can see 39 comments, 36 retweets, 130 likes. Scroll down here. So it looks to me like they're mainly posting authority figures. So if we go here, let's just take some notes here. Weight Watchers. Bigger interaction is people who have maybe used the product that are getting success. Basically testimonials. Because people want to know, if it worked for you, will it work for me? Not that 100% it'll work for them, but that's kind of what goes on in most people's brains. Okay, so we're noticing that they're not really posting, you know, recipes or anything like that. They're simply posting stories of people. All right. So that's interesting. So that's one angle that you could potentially take if you have some sort of like lose weight product, is testimonials, stories, people of like your customers who are willing to share their story, kind of things like that. So that's what we can see is attracting at least people that are following this. Now let's go back over here and look and see if we can find a different magazine. So we got, all right, we got Weight Watchers. Looks like Shape, maybe. Shape looks like something for a target audience of women who like to lose. Yeah, see, women's health. Okay, so let's just go back here and type in women's health. Women's health. Okay, so this one here. So they got 4 million followers. So they're most likely spending a lot of money and trying to figure out what is working. So let's scroll down. Let's see. Minor, she is 55. Okay. So just scrolling through here, I'm noticing whenever they post anything related to like makeup or anything, it doesn't seem to get a lot of traction. But the ones that are getting traction are very similar to the Weight Watcher ones, which are stories of people. Now, they are listing food, which is also getting traction as well. So, yummy tasting looking food. All right, so what this is giving us an idea of is the type of content that we could potentially provide. So we'll just do number one is stories. And number two is recipes in the form of like desserts. So people like to have this idea, especially in this niche, that most of the time they are not able to eat a lot of desserts because a lot of desserts are just unhealthy. So if they can eat foods and not gain weight, this is a big plus, right? So we're seeing, based on the data, telling us that stories and recipes that look really yummy. All right, so we scroll down. All right, so let's go back over here. Remember we saw something, it was called Shape Magazine. So we see that one right here. And let's do a scroll down and just get an idea of what is actually getting interactions as well. So we got inner thigh exercises. Scrolling down. Let's see here. So, okay, so workouts, exercises, recipes. All right, so let's go back here and just type in exercises, workouts that help you lose weight. And that don't take a lot of time. Now, while you are doing this, you can also go back and look for hashtags. So, like based on this information here, we can say lose weight recipes or weight loss recipe. So you notice how just now when I did a search for lose weight recipe, nothing showed up. But then when I changed it around and I wrote weight loss recipe, and now we're seeing stuff, that just shows us that that keyword is a good keyword for to be inside of your content. So content keywords. So I'm curious to know if that is a hashtag. So weight loss recipe. All right, so weight loss recipe. And we do a search to see what we get. So weight loss recipe. All right, so this gives you another good avenue of the different possible pieces of content that you could also provide. So a lot of times if you do get a hashtag that at least gets several pages worth of content, that's a good sign that tells you that that hashtag is attracting a good amount of people, especially if you have a lot of engagement as well. So that can be that. You can also do a search for latest, which will show you the most recent. And in this case, you want to see content that has been posted at least today or yesterday or very recently. All right. And we can see that that confirms it as well. So weight loss recipe would definitely be a good hashtag for us to rank on. So going back over here, we have recipes, exercises. Okay, so we did a search on Weight Watchers, shape, and women's health. And that way we know where the data came from. So that's what I would do. That's basically all I would do is simply go through it, look for more magazines, and try to find a pattern here. If you notice that out of the 10 different accounts that you looked at, they all have very similar things. They have stories, they have recipes, and they have exercises. That's something that you definitely want to look into and try to do yourself. So you're not exactly plagiarizing because you're not copying the content. You're not utilizing their websites and copying their content on their websites and all of that. You're simply gathering kind of a general view of what is actually working. So we can click on people to see what people are they utilizing this hashtag or not. So let's just type weight loss under people and see what we get. All right. And we got photos, videos, and more. So that's your goal, and that's really your homework that you should be doing, is just do the research, type in the magazine. Magazines, there's just about a magazine for just every niche or general niche. So just utilize this and repeat and repeat and repeat. All right. So by doing this, you will have the information that you need to create the content that we'll talk about in the next step. All right. So with that said, let's move on to the next video.